Shortly after midnight on Tuesday, June 6th in 1944, 24,000 soldiers landed on the beaches of Normandy in northern France. It was the largest seaborne invasion in history. Their mission? To liberate Europe and defeat Germany. But who were these soldiers, and who worked secretly to plan the operation and ensure its success?
We may, as I say, been lucky. We could have perhaps hit a mine, but luckily we made it. We kept going. And, well, I am here today to able to think I was one of the lucky ones.
I'm Chloe Lee, a migration and citizenship researcher at the National Archives. I also host our podcast, On the Record, at the National Archives, uncovering the past through stories of everyday people.
Well, when I first set out to research these stories, it was because I really wanted to find out about how D-Day was experienced by ordinary people who were there. Because the story of D-Day is often told through the lens of decision makers, the generals, but I wanted to know about ordinary people.
In this episode of On the Record, I want to learn about people who contributed to this operation, whose stories we might not be familiar with. A tank driver, one of the first black women in the British Air Force, and a femme fatale whose coded telegram saved many lives on D-Day.
Yeah, I'm bringing a woman called Elvira Chaudoir, also known as Agent Bronx. She was a daughter of a Peruvian diplomat living in France when the war began. But she soon comes to Britain and is wrapped up in a huge kind of double cross mission as a double agent for the British secret intelligence services.
The episode is coming soon, so hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen.